Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 7th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
There's a beautiful blue circular haze all about the sky. They seem to be, the blue lights seem to be radiating out from the trees that border all about the grounds and the etc. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like I can't explain it. Human words can never describe Our Lady's illumination coming through the sky. It's quite windy up there too tonight because Our Lady's skirt is blowing in the wind. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. She has on a beautiful white gown. About her waist there is a blue sash, a deep blue sash, quite wide. And Our Lady has her rosary tied, strung, hanging down at her right side of the sash. The mantle about Our Lady's head is a beautiful, deep white. The white is a brilliant white, I would say similar to the color of sugar, clear white. All about Our Lady's cape there is a border of gold. It's a metallic gold. It gives that appearance as Our Lady now is turning and looking about. It looks almost like metal, spun gold. I would say the border is about, about 3/4 of an inch wide. Our Lady is smiling now. The light is so brilliant. The light is like a clear crystal, a beautiful crystalline light that no human could duplicate. Our Lady now is coming down closer. She's standing just above her statue now. Our Lady now is removing the rosary from about her waist. She's holding the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. And now she's placing it next to her heart. My child and my children, I come to you with a heavy heart, knowing that as I travel to and fro, trying to protect you, your world is plunging fast into deeper darkness of spirit. Oh, my children, you do not realize the road that you have taken. It is a road to fast destruction for your country and many countries of the world. If you do not turn back now, many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth. I have counseled you in the past of the meaning of 666. Through the ages and man's rationalizing of the good book, the Bible, my children, the meaning had been lost. But I brought to you the true meaning. Six is for the six who are coming and are now here upon earth. Six demons of Satan with special mission to destroy. Six is for the six terrible days of great suffering. And six is for the six who will be punished. My children, recognize the great conspiracy of evil that now enshrouds the world. Recognize the evil that is being perpetrated, infused into the daily living of your children, who are the major victims of your present state of society. My children, I told you in the past that sin is insanity. I warned you again and again that you must protect your children from the influences of Satan. These influences, my children, have come through your medias, your government, your teachers, your entertainment medias. Satan covers your world. If you cannot recognize the insanity that has been set upon mankind, surely you will know that murders are being committed far in excess of what would be called normal in daily living. Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and he continues as a murderer. Your children are being indoctrinated into evil. Your schools, and sad to say, my children, the schools that were created under my son's leadership, his church, have been indoctrinated by evil. We hold the pastors of my son's house, we hold them as being responsible for the fall of the children. Be ye warned now, my children, that woe to the man who has this responsibility upon his conscience and his soul. Scandals have been brought into the lives of your children. Perversion, homosexuality, immorality, perverted sex, my children. Where shall you stop but at the abyss? Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries throughout your world. In your insanity, you will bring about your own destruction. My son's creation, in the Father and the Holy Spirit, the good book of life and love, the Bible, is being replaced by the book of Satan. Parents, you look upon this with a smile. Are you too insane? Do you not recognize the infiltration of your whole life by Satan? Your children shall turn upon you and put you to death. There will be division within the home, father against son, mother against daughter, as parents will struggle to retain the truth and the light within the homes. Prayer is is the greatest weapon you will have now against Satan, my children. I have wandered to and fro through countless earth years of time, crying for prayer, atonement, sacrifice. The Eternal Father has a balance that leans heavily now to the left. It is not a good sign, my children. We find slaughters of the innocents. We find our own pastors condoning sin, rationalizing sin, allowing free conscience to their sheep. For what? Mass confusion, a delusion has been set upon the world. My children, habit is the way for guiding your children in the faith. Repetition of the truth. You must keep all of the books of truth that are fast being cast aside, even in my son's house upon earth, his church. Your world, mankind, is now developing into a one world government and a one world religion that will cast aside my son. Woe, I say unto you, as I cried before, that unless you pray, unless you act now, 666 shall entrench himself in Rome, the eternal city of Rome, and then it shall become the seat of the Antichrist forces. My children, remove the blindness from your hearts and your eyes. Can you not recognize what is happening? I cry bitter tears of sorrow. I ask all my children to save my son's house, his church upon earth. And how may this be accomplished? By prayer, my children, by good example, constructive criticism. You cannot give full confidence to Satan or his agents. You cannot expect another to take your part in this battle of the spirits. Each and every one of conscionable age must now go forward as a bearer of truth and light. These days, my children, are the days that have been spoken of and written of by the prophets of old. There is now a conspiracy of evil in your country, the United States. Recognize the meaning of Illuminati. It has been now interwoven with the churches of Satan and the massive international organization of Wicca. fighting my son's church. It is Satan who guides them. For these peoples who have entered into the organization of Wicca and Illuminati, they are dead bodies and dead souls. You ask my children how this can be. Much that will take place now in the near future, you will see and be astounded at. Remember, my children, that Lucifer has great power. However, his time is growing short. On realizing this, he has accelerated his evil. Many in my son's church have fallen away. Pray for your brothers and sisters, my children. Pray for your bishops, your priests, who are under great attack by reason of false obedience. Many are the things that are taking place in your world today, my children, were planned carefully by Lucifer for his own advantage in this final battle. He too will use persons, places, and things to his advantage. Recognize the forces of darkness, of evil, that are about you. You must all retain your sacramentals. Wear them, my children. They were given for good reason. You understand, my children, that it is a common truth that when you start opening the door, the enemy will rush in. In the name of humanism and modernism, the mystical body of my son, Jesus, is now in great crisis. Only you, as a generation, shall determine the outcome of this battle. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes. Private prayer, public prayer, the demons must run at the sound of prayer. Much, my children, you must accept in faith scientists of your world and your psychologist and psychiatrist. Rationalize everything until sin is accepted as a way of life. Scientists who are ever searching, but never coming to the truth. The supernatural cannot be rejected, because if you reject the supernatural, you do not have the armor to fight it. It is a crafty plan of Satan to make himself unknown so that he may go among you and destroying like a ravenous wolf. my children, through countless visitations to your earth, I have prepared you for my son. I have been a mediatrix between God and man at the direction of the Eternal Father in the Trinity. I open my mantle above you, my children, and know now that I will protect you in the light. All who believe shall be given the way. But my children, I repeat the words of my son. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. Spiritual darkness covers your world now. The test is here, my children. It is the time of trial for mankind, the separation of the sheep from the goats. Do not be affrighted, my child and my children, at this knowledge. No man, or woman, or child has ever fallen into hell unless of his own free will. The way to heaven is a straight and narrow road, my children. Once you leave, it is most difficult to return. Remember, my children, many of you who leave the road will expect to come back in time, but I know that many shall not be given the second chance. Many warnings of minor nature, upheavals of nature shall take place, and all will accelerate in timing. Know, my children, and recognize the signs of your times. I have asked you in the past, and I ask you again, to read your Bible. Read over and over the writings of John, the Apocalypse, and you will not be lost in knowledge. As you read, the Holy Ghost will enlighten you. And you will know, my children, the next step in God's plan, the Eternal Father's plan for your redemption. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from about her waist. She's holding the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. As the Eternal Father, in my Son and the Holy Ghost, blesses you for your edification and the promotion and continuance of the mission from heaven. My child, you will hasten to send out the message from heaven. The time is going very short. You said a very heavy cross will be placed upon the United States. There's rising an army, a satanic army. The ages of the young are from 20 to the 30s. They are now massing in the thousands. Revolution and murder are their plan. the plan is to promote fear by mass murder. Our Lady asked that you all pray constantly that this sorrow will not enter upon your personal lives and your family. I asked Our Lady why, and Our Lady said, it is in the plan of the Eternal Father that man, many, shall return from this suffering. Man, Our Lady said, does not learn from his past. He continues making the same mistakes. Sky is opening up. There's a deep blue haze all about the sky above Our Lady's statue. But the haze now is, there's no way I can explain it. It's like the sky is just evaporating, and on the outer edge is making a complete circle directly over our heads and leading out past Our Lady's statue. There's a circle of a deep, beautiful pink color. It's a very warm-looking color. In fact, it has made me feel very warm and good. I don't know how to explain it. There's something very comforting about the pink light. It gives you an absolute feeling of peace. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, where the sky has been like evaporating, I can't explain it, just seems to be just evaporating, I can see Jesus now coming through the sky. He's coming from quite a distance, because now he's coming closer. I can see his feet very well now. He has on a pair of brown skin-like sandals, and there is a roping from the toe of the sandal that's cutting across Jesus' instep, and then it seems to be tied just at his ankle. I don't know how he keeps the slippers on. Jesus is smiling. He has on a gown. It's not white. It's like a linen-looking gown, made of like an off-white color. And he has the same color belting that's in his slippers, like an animal piece of skin or something, as a belting about his waist. It's like just a tie, a narrow tie belting. And Jesus has on, oh, I'm surprised, he has a mantle, but it's the same color as his gown. He hasn't got the burgundy cape on. He has on a kind of a rough-looking mantle. The material is like a heavy linen. It's not white. It's like an ecru or a beige color. Now, it has a hood about it, which Jesus is now is shaking his shoulders. The hood has now fallen down onto his shoulders. Jesus' hair is quite long, and now he's turning and looking about him. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this with the three fingers extended and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand over his heart. And now he's touching his lips with his first finger, which means to listen. My child and my children. My mother has counseled you well. on the present state of spirit of mankind. We hear voices rising to heaven. How long, O Lord, shall you allow these abominations to continue? My child and my children, the time is growing very short. Already, as you watch the days go by, you cannot avoid noticing the acceleration of evil. It will be truly father against son, mother against daughter. There will be division within the home as Satan seeks to divide and conquer. Parents must now exercise discipline in the home. Your children now will be subjected to all manner of evil and corruption from the forces of darkness that are loosed upon your earth. Need I add to my mother's counsel that your country now has been invaded by a diabolical force, a conspiracy of evil for the destruction of the United States. Your children, the youth of your country, shall be used as instruments for this destruction unless you, as parents and leaders, government leaders, I call unto you to act now and prevent the slaughters that will increase daily within your country. The practice of the black mass, abominations, corruption, being promoted even within your teaching institutions. And this does not mean that I can look upon the corruption in my house, my church, and condone it with permissiveness. I say unto you, old pastors, you will awaken from your slumber now, for your sheep are straying. A house, a church in darkness, wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall from the vine, for I, your God, shall shake the vine. For I am the vine dresser. Recognize the signs of your times. The olive branch. I say unto you, unless you pray more, you will fall by the wayside. Oh, to the kingdom of your God is a narrow road filled with many thorns. Can you not, for your redemption, travel this road for me? Can you not carry your cross as I did? Many martyrs shall come out of these days, my children. They will wear crowns from suffering.
forces now loosed in your world, darkness and light, good and evil. You shall make your own decision on which road you will travel. You cannot wait. You cannot expect your brothers or sisters to guide you completely unless you accept the sacramentals given to you, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you cannot and will not have the light within you. For I am truly the bread of life. My children, you have not been abandoned in your trials. There will always be times of loneliness in the human heart when great trial is placed upon it. But when you meet the times of loneliness, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. Call upon your angels, your guardians. They have been rejected. They wait without mission upon many of you. You have been given a guardian from the time of your entry upon earth. They will help you, protect you, and guide you if you ask for their counsel. Remember, my children, in this battle of the supernatural, you must utilize every manner of grace, every sacramental. You must proceed with purpose and determination on the road to the kingdom of your God. Every obstacle will be placed in your way. It is not an easy road. All who enter heaven will enter by merit. I repeat, do not spend your short time upon earth gathering the world's riches and power, for they are as nothing when you leave your body. Better that you store your graces in heaven, gathering them to redeem you when you come over the veil. Many live in poverty of material goods, and this we allow, for we foresee that riches often condemn a man to hell. Values must be changed among mankind. Spiritual reawakening, or else a complete spiritual darkness, will bring about the ball of redemption. The Eternal Father has a plan for mankind. You will all continue with a constant vigilance of prayer, going throughout your nation and all other countries upon earth. You must not compromise your faith, for you were given a firm foundation. Humanism and modernism will lead to nothing but destruction and Satanism. My children, do not reject your brothers and sisters who have fallen away from their faith, but pray for them that in the mercy of the Eternal Father, they may be recovered for heaven. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now our lady is coming down from the sky. I didn't see her standing over there. Oh, she's coming down now and she's going around by Jesus' right side. Our Lady, her head comes just a little below his shoulder. Now they are going over across the sky. They're not walking. They just float. They seem to be weightless. It's beautiful the way they just glide across the sky. And now they're just about over directly over the tree, the first tree on the left. And Jesus is bending down now and extending his hand out like this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, behind Our Lady, the sky is opening up, and I see many, many figures coming forward. Oh, yes, they're angels, and I do see some nuns. I recognize their habits, the long, dark habits. Oh, and there are priests and other clergy. I see way in the distance, it looks like a pope. From his hair, I can see in the light, it looks like Pius X. Yes, yes it is. Oh, and he's now extending his hand. He has a white glove in his hand. He's going like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, he has in his left hand a golden long rod, sort of crozier, a scepter. I can't see it too well because there are all the figures of the clergy in front of him now. But now he's stepping back. Oh. Oh, my. Now, Lady and Jesus are going across the sky over onto the right side. Oh, now Jesus is floating down. Our Lady is staying up higher in the sky, and Jesus is coming down by the first tree. Now, he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you and send to you the Spirit of life. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and your world. I cannot caution you enough on the necessity of prayer in the coming days. Now Jesus is going back. He's just floating back. He said, oh, it's just beautiful. It just seems weightless. Ah. And he's standing now next to Our Lady. Now Our Lady is nodding. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. Jesus said he is very concerned about the youth, the young people of our country and the world. He is very concerned also about the parents. For when the young children become victimized by the satanic forces of the world, it will surely affect the rest of the family, and the great sorrow and distress brought to the hearts of parents. To avoid this, Jesus said you must retain a firm foundation of faith in the home. It will be a necessity to make extra efforts in that direction by providing your children, Our Lady and Jesus said, with reading matter that is of God, of godly nature. Be very careful, Jesus said, of all of the entertainment medias that your children are exposed to. Witchcraft and Satanism are considered in their time the in thing, but it's only the way out of heaven, Our Lady said. Jesus also wants it known that those who are involving your children in these evils do this for profit and gain. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. The enemies of God, the conspiracy of evil in this country and throughout the world now, this group like the octopus that's reaching out in every direction to destroy our country, the United States of America, and many countries now throughout the world. They cannot be labeled alone as communism, Our Lady said. Or atheism is far greater and more involved than just those small arms. Drugs are a plague, and the greatest plague for this country will be the continued acceleration of witchcraft and Satanism. All Christians at this time, Jesus said, must unite against the common enemy of God.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 7th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.